This piece was brought to you by Academy Opus Cassius, academy-mons.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Pleasure.
A cheese plate is the easiest way to impress dinner guests while letting your local cheesemonger do all the work. But what happens when you get it all home? We got some quick tips on storing and presenting cheese at home from Liz Thorpe, cheese expert and author of The Cheese Chronicles.
I have two go-to guides. The first is, by the amount of cheese you think you're going to use, your goal should not be to have a lot of leftovers, right? So you want to go through it quickly, and better to let a good monger take care of that cheese for you and to buy more frequently. The second thing is that you always want to serve cheese at room temperature, so you want to take it out at least an hour before you're going to serve it. And if you take it out a couple hours ahead of time, it's not going to hurt the cheese. I think it generally actually helps. So keep it away from heat. Don't put it next to the stove if you're cooking. But definitely room temperature makes a big difference. And then if you are storing cheese, if you can get access to cheese paper, a lot of good stores sell cheese paper today. Formaticum is a company that makes cheese paper. It really helped with shelf life extension. And if you don't have access to that, I use a little Ziploc baggie. I squeeze the air out and I zip it up, and it works pretty well. You know, you'll get a good 5 days of storage that way. So those are some quick tips.
And with those words of wisdom, let the cheese consumption continue. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Leah Eden.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is I Love the Way by Alan Wilkes. Thanks for listening.